Welcome back to In Depth for a third and final interview. So glad we could get these wonderful people in the studio. John Sanchez and Amy De La Cruz from Work for Warriors. John, how are you, bud?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
It's a big pleasure, man. So Work for Warriors, tell me about this wonderful program. What do you got going on?
Oh, man. Work for Warriors is an awesome program. We're a federally funded employment program. We're ran by the Nevada National Guard. We're open to all Nevada National Guardsmen and reservists and their immediate family, as well as Gold Star families and veterans in need. We assist candidates through the entire employment process from start to finish.
Oh, that's really cool. So so what's the basis for this? Basically, they kind of get back from maybe serving overseas, serving somewhere, and maybe they're not in the military anymore.
Yeah, no, the great thing about our program is these are National Guardsmen, so they're here. You know, they do one weekend a month. They do a couple weeks in the summer, and they go on frequent deployments and stuff like that.
Okay.
But these folks need jobs. They need full-time jobs, and their family members need full-time jobs. And that's why we're really passionate about our program, because we're able to bring them in and assist them with preparing a resume for a specific position that they're looking to apply for with a specific company. In a lot of cases, we can reach out to that company if they're one of our partnering employers and set up that introduction for them. It's kind of a what we like to call that warm handshake between them, the employer, and the job seeker.
Oh, that's amazing. So what kinds of jobs are we talking about?
Oh, gosh, you name
really
it.
Really just runs the gamut?
Yeah, industrial. A lot of our folks want to get into human resources.
Human resources.
Yeah, I got a couple of guys that we're working with right now that want to get into human resources, law enforcement, first responder, such positions like that.
Yeah, kind of almost similar to their other job in a sense.
Right, right, to what they're
protecting
doing.
Protecting and serving.
Correct, yeah.
In many ways. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. So you, I want to get your background. What is your background with like Work for Warriors? How did you get involved? That sort of thing.
Okay, well, yeah, I just retired from 20 years active Army service.
Wow.
It's kind of funny because I was working with a Work for Warriors employment coordinator probably about almost a year before I retired, by the name of Matt Kasifis. And Matt and I were working together for almost a year. And then I got here, went through the whole process with Matt. He assisted me with my resume. I went and interviewed for a job. I got that position. And after a while, I kind of wasn't really feeling what I was doing. So I recontacted Matt. And I told him, hey, man, really appreciate everything you've done for me, but I'm just not really fitting in, you know, filling this position that much.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open for something for me, if you would, please. About a week later, he called me and says, bro, I got something for you. I'm like, what? He said, my job. And it's so
no
crazy
way.
Because I had just come from Washington and he was going to Washington. So, you know, it was amazing the way things worked out. So when Matt presented me with the opportunity to assist veterans in the capacity in which they were doing right now, I jumped on it, man.
Wow.
I love it.
Well, thank you for your service, firstly.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And this is wonderful work you're doing. And in light of that, you're doing a career fair October 11th.
Yes.
It's at the California building at Idlewild Park from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. that day. Mm-hmm. It's open to the public. What kinds of things can people expect if they go to this thing?
Oh, man, we got a ton of great employers, city, county, state, federal. You know, one of the things that we really wanted to reach out to were some of the federal agencies, for example, because they hire for such a wide variety of positions. So, you know, maybe we got some individuals that aren't necessarily interested in a sworn officer position.
Right.
Agencies like the FBI, for example, they hire for accountants, IT, finance. We were just out at UNR yesterday at a career fair that they were having.
Cool.
You know, talking to some of the students out there that are kind of getting ready to graduate and enter the workforce. As far as our event, we're going to have an opening ceremony at 9 in the morning. General Zachary Dozier with the Nevada Army National Guard is going to provide the opening ceremony speech, and really just to discuss and talk about his journey as a Nevada Army National Guard member, and he's also a Reno police officer.
Wow.
So he's going to provide that opening ceremony, and then we're going to transition into our event at 10. We're going to have computers set up for, you know, for those attending that may want to apply with those agencies right there immediately.
Wow.
All of these agencies and departments are hiring. We also have positions that they're going to be hiring for, specifically, not by agency or department, but overall, you know, what they're looking at, what they're looking at hiring for. Mm-hmm. Washoe County, for example, is going to come out with a bunch of positions. They're going to bring their whole county people out there. So it's not just going to be sworn officer positions. It's going to be a bunch of positions within the county. We have Reno Fire Department's going to be out there. We have Department of Forestry. I'm sorry.
That's one thing that caught my eye. U.S. Department of Forestry. That's mm-hmm. I would never have expected. I guess that they would be showing up, but that's really cool.
Yeah, you know what? We actually work really well with them, and we've been working with them for a while. You know, they're always looking to fill positions within their hotshot crews.
Right.
So you know, we have a lot of kids that are interested in getting into the structure side of firefighting, and this is a great way for them to get that introduction into firefighting.
Very cool. So if people do attend this event, they really want to like apply to these things. Is there something they should have prepared? Should they have a resume kind of in hand, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely bring out a resume and definitely come out dressed.
Yeah. To the nines.
To
wear a suit and or, you know, something fancy.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, we were out at UNR yesterday and I was so blown away by their students out there. Every single one of them was in a suit or a business suit. They all had resumes. So we reached out to the coordinator who was running that, you know, that event and said, hey, look, man, we really want these kids to know about this event because we really believe that they're going to benefit from attending.
Cool. I mean, first impressions are everything.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea. Do you guys do these kinds of career fairs and events a lot, or is this kind of few and far between, a couple times a year, that sort of thing?
We do about 20 a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Typically, we'll do them you know, at the Air Guard base or at one of the armories, but we do them without, you know, within the community as well. Yes.
All right. That's awesome. Well, anything else you want to kind of promote while you're here? I mean, any other career fairs or events in the future? How can people maybe get a hold of you if they can't make it to this one? That sort of thing?
We're right on the corner of Plum and Kitski.
Okay.
At the U.S. National Guard the Nevada National Guard Armory.
Yeah. Right across from us, by the way.
Yeah, right across the street from you guys.
So you literally just hop, skip, and a jump, and you were in the studio.
Yeah, we just froggered ourselves right across the street, and we were here. It was awesome.
You got a frogger with that road anyway, so just be careful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's nuts. But well, people can check you out there, and then online. Amy, you can pop on if you want to. Your mic is on.
You can go online and register at www.workforwarriorsnv.org,
okay.
Which would be any family member, service member, veteran within the Guards, Reserves, really anybody that has served.
Okay.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, most social media sites.
All the social media. So Work for Warriors is probably the easiest way. If you even just Googled you guys, you probably have a lot of options.
Uh-huh. Work for Warriors NV. There are five locations of Work for Warriors. So we're in California and other states, Georgia. Just put the NV and you'll find it. And we post our jobs there. Hot jobs are posted every other day on social media. And essentially, once you're registered, an employment coordinator will reach out to you and get you set up, figure out what your career needs are, if you need just counseling, mock interviews, resumes, resources, certifications. So we really try and provide anything that person might need to get them where they're attempting to go in their career.
All right.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, this event is 100% absolutely open to the public as well. So it's not just for military members and guard members. So we want to make sure that everybody knows about that as well.
All right. So this is, very well-rounded career fair. Again, it's October 11th, 10 a.m. to 2, California Building in Idlewild Park. John Sanchez, Amy De La Cruz, Work for Warriors. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.